Good morning, 9:08 here on the Mighty 690, 68 degrees, and our cavalcade of guests continues with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, although I heard Ron Bryce was on earlier.
He was.
That's hard to follow.
It is hard to follow. Oh my, we've had so many great guests today. It's been really, really a fun Wednesday.
Good.
Glad to have you on.
Yeah.
So what's going on at the Chamber?
Okay. Well, a few things going on here in the community. So first, make sure to get your business or organization or group signed up for our fall events. We've got Spooktacular, which is our big downtown trick-or-treating, and that is October 20th. In previous years, we've had 1,200 to 2,000 people downtown.
That's great.
Crazy. It's a lot. And then Holiday Open House is November 13th. And then, of course, our wonderful Christmas Parade on December 2nd. So just call the chamber or email, message, however you want to pigeon it. It all works. But just make sure you get signed up for those.
Excellent.
Congratulations to the Native American Fellowship. They received an award from Cherokee Nation and the Oklahoma Food Bank for all their great volunteers that have worked the Veterans and Citizen Food Lines in South Coffeyville. So shout out to them. Coffeyville Community College welcomes a new event coordinator and recruiter, Ashley Burskins. So we want to welcome her to our area.
Absolutely.
The International Association of Firefighters, our local Coffeyville Firefighters Association, is selling breast cancer t-shirts this fall. All the proceeds will stay here in the community to assist individuals going through or having experienced breast cancer. So make sure to reach out to them and they can give you all the details. I want to say happy birthday to ABC Preschool and Childcare. They're celebrating their fourth year open serving children in our community. So congratulations. And I was going to look at the deadline. I think it's this week, but the Coffeyville Recreation has a women's volleyball league.
Oh, okay.
And so it's always a lot of fun. So if get your ladies together and get a team and make sure you're signed up, because I think the deadline is this week. So.
Sure. No, that's really neat.
That's fun. Yeah. Always fun. The Chamber is looking for some volunteers. So anybody out there listening that has the gift of gab is what I call it. Mm-hmm. So if you or a staff member or somebody you know likes to be social, we've got a great volunteer opportunity. Especially this is really good for those retirees out there. Like, I want to get involved. How do I do it? So no meetings. So that's always a plus when you don't have to sit in on boring meetings, right? Schedule is all around what works for you, so flexible schedule. But basically, we are forming a membership council and would love your help just keeping us better connected to our business community and what's happening and how we can help them. So come work with me, too. Win-win. So there you go.
Sure.
Contact me over at the chamber. You can email, call, just let us know if you're interested, and I'll give you all the details. And then finally, all kinds of events because it's fall.
Yes.
You know how that
busy,
goes.
Busy September.
It is, right. So this weekend is the Carter Automotive Bike and Car Show, and that'll be down by Carter's behind that building. The Mother-Daughter Tea Party at the Rec is on September 19th. Next weekend, two great events for everybody who wants to learn a little bit more about the culture in this area. So we have the Hispanic Heritage Celebration on the 24th, mm-hmm. and I got to see some pictures the other day, some of the food. Yum, it looks so good.
And I will be there.
You are
I will
there?
Be there.
Awesome.
We are doing a remote from 10 to noon on sister station KUSN.
Yeah, that is awesome.
So I will be there.
Well, they used to have, last year they had it downtown, and then it's been growing, so they moved it out to the park.
Yeah.
So that's going to be awesome. That same day is the Native American Unity Gathering, so that they'll have their dance and their food and actually, they're at two different times, and so you can go to both.
Okay, so I'll be there, you know, in the same time. But yeah, it's 10 to noon for the Native American Unity Gathering that
yes.
I'll be at. So yeah, it's right there all together.
Oh, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I love that, though. I mean, just the more we can get involved in the culture in our community, it's amazing.
Yeah,
so.
That's excellent.
And then, of course, coming up, the big two events coming up here in October, Dalton Days is coming. Make sure that you are following their Facebook page because they've got all the details. We try to get as much details as we can, but we don't always have access to it. But I do know they are kicking off their chili cook-off, so they're getting teams signed up for that. Of course, all the reenactments. They have a really big, big car show this year that'll be down 9th Street. And then, of course, everybody's looking for the what they call Lost Loot. So you basically go find clues, and then if you find the final clue and win, you can have $1,000.
Wow.
No, I think it's 500.
Still, that's...
But it's a lot.
That's,
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's still.
Now, it's if you get your button. So you have to pick up a button at the Pink Flamingo, which is at 1312 West 11th. Mm-hmm. If you do the clue without the button, you get some money, but it's like $100 or something.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'll get the button.
Pay $25 for the button.
And the Pink Flamingo just opened very recently.
Yes. It used to be Bandits and Bling down south, and then she changed locations and names. And so great, awesome place to stop in. But, yeah, stop by there, get your button for the lost loot, and then, like I said, follow their page because there's a whole bunch of activities getting ready to kick off for Dalton Days. And then, finally, the following weekend, we have our Hops Around Town Brewfest. Make sure, again, you're following our page, our event page, because we're getting ready to announce the bands. We're going to have four different bands coming down. Of course, all the breweries and wineries and distilleries that are coming, and a lot of other great announcements. And if you haven't already purchased your tickets yet, this Friday, we're going to be giving away t-shirts for the first 25 tickets sold.
Oh.
So if you haven't got them yet and you want a t-shirt, actually, you can go ahead and just purchase them now. But if you want a free t-shirt, Friday morning, you can come in the chamber or go online and purchase your tickets, and then you can get a free t-shirt. So Hops Around Town, that's going to be a big event. We've got, I want to say, 16 different breweries and wineries and distilleries coming. So should be a lot of fun. So a lot of events.
That's
so, yeah.
Great. No, and we usually talk about it when Denise comes with Coffeeville Reawakening.
Yeah.
But went to the outdoor movie night on last Friday. I caught the last 45 or so minutes of the movie.
American
and so,
Graffiti, yeah.
Yeah, I just walked over from the station after I was done, and that was really cool. So I just, you know, being outside, it's perfect night.
Oh, gosh.
Having the screen out there and everyone just sitting in their lawn chairs. I saw people sitting on the curb, people in the swivel chair, you know, just all sorts of stuff. So.
Well, their last one is Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah, on the 26th of my, this is like a good vision test
for
me to read the fine print over there.
I know, I'm like,
on the
like,
wall.
I'm looking, I'm going, okay, wait
yep.
a minute, yeah.
Or maybe that's in
Encanto.
October 7th.
Oh, wait.
Okay. October 7th is the last outdoor one.
That's Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. Yeah. So they already had the August 26th one.
Hocus Pocus. I don't know where I got that from. I swear I saw that. I wonder
you know,
if they changed it.
Yeah. They might have because I almost thought, yeah, we're real experts here.
Yeah. I know.
But yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty
like,
sure.
Wait.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is Princess Bride October 7th because
yeah, so
that's what they
Friday
announced it afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so. That'll be it's so much fun. And you're right, knock on wood, next week I know it's hot, but after that, I think we're going to get cool by October. So
and the evening temperatures have been really great. So
yeah,
I think it'll be good. I'm going to knock on wood.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, anything else?
That is all I have today. So just give me a call at the chamber.
Who's in charge of decorating the chamber for Halloween? Do you do that?
Amy's going to do a little bit this year. We try to do a little bit, but we don't get a ton.
Because
out there.
I have very strong opinions on this. I feel like you have to start. You can't start before October 1st is when you start.
Yeah, we're way behind. We usually try to start fall decorations at least this month, and I haven't
So fall is okay, you know, even though we're not officially in fall. But I think, like, you cannot start Halloween decorations until October 1st.
That's funny.
Because it's just, like, it's just too early.
So some what people, about Christmas?
December 1st. I'm a stickler. I'm a stickler. Like, I'm not even, like, after Thanksgiving wraps up, we need a cooling off period after Thanksgiving, and then you can start December 1st.
Yeah.
Christmas music, December 1st. I don't even do it after.
I don't like Christmas music early because it gets too old after the end. So
it used to be it would start right after Thanksgiving, and now they're starting before Thanksgiving. It's unacceptable.
No.
It's terrible. I will have to make sure that none of the stations do that, and I will slip whoever does it a strongly worded letter. So... Anyway, I mean, all the fall holidays and winter holidays are great.
Yeah.
Such an exciting time. Events coming up. We're looking forward to it.
A lot of stuff.
All right. Well, Candy Westbrook, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it. All right. And we're going to continue open line. Hey, it's finally next here on the Mighty 690.